You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, I'm Big Jay Oakerson.
And I'm Dan Soder.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Hey, it's Dan Soder, and welcome to the Bonfire Best of the Week. Joe List was our guest on Monday, and he confessed that one night in 2012, after an award show, a tuxedoed Kiefer Sutherland could have had him. Nay, could have taken him. Enjoy.
The question we were asking was, so when you say a man is a good-looking man,
yes,
you can acknowledge that. Do you find, when you say that, generally speaking, it's almost I'm asking like how you find your type. Do you think, so if you were gay, is this the type of guy you'd be picking? Is it a type?
I suppose so, yeah.
What's your type?
I feel like when I say guys are handsome, I think I have a type to some sort.
I think I kind of have a type, too.
Well, here's the thing that I think I've told this story before, to you at least. I was one time in L.A. at the Riot Festival in 2012.
I remember that. I was there with you.
It was the night of the...
Oh, no, 2014.
It was like the night of the Emmys or something, and Kiefer Sutherland left the party and came downtown. He was at the same bar where we were at, and he had a tux with no jacket. Black suspenders, bow tie still on. He was smoking inside, and he was playing pool, and he was like running the table.
And he could have had
And he had
you.
Like tight had black right pants. There. And he kept like, he talked, he never took the cigarette out. He was doing that. And he kept calling his shot. And I remember being like actually physically attracted to him. I was like, this is, it's like hot. It's
you wanted him to grab you by the small of your back and pull you into him. Go upstairs and let me give you the 24.
Yeah, I really, I was more of a young guns guy, but.
And he goes, that's my 6-inch dick 4 times or my 12-inch dick twice.
It was, yeah.
You'll have to come find out. Come get this young gun.
Yeah.
Like shoots an old load.
Oh, Kiefer Sutherland Lost Boys could have definitely gotten a piece of this ass.
For sure.
I wanted to go down and. Glory. But it was more than it was everything.
See,
he was
I wasn't
doing.
Kiefer in Lost Boys. I was more Mike
Hame?
Jason
Alexander. Patrick? Jason Alexander.
No. Jason Patrick.
Jason Alexander. I'd suck on those nips.
He was cool looking too, but Kiefer was the dude, man.
Jason, what was his name? Patrick?
Patrick.
Yeah, Jason Patrick was my guy.
Yeah.
But Kiefer, the way he moved was sexy.
Yeah, he moved
he
like
was
a
smoking
panther.
Sexy. He was dressed sexy.
By the way, you will lose that.
Do you think he was smoking a cigarette and he went over there halfway through the pool? He goes, that guy in the glasses is eye fucking mate. It's freaking me out.
Well, how long ago was it?
This is 2012. So I was drinking still. And I think if he came up to me and was like, I would like for you to suck my dick.
You would have
done it. I would have went down in a blaze of glory, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
Look at you. Look at
Double
you.
Double Entendre, one of John Bon Jovi's finest solo works.
Now, if we're picking young guns that we're going to fuck, I'm a Lou Diamond Phillips guy.
Well, of course he's exotic. Dan likes an exotic bird.
I know that. I like a real exotic bird. I like a colorful bird, if you know what I mean.
Not me. I'm going Estevez, dude. I'm taking the kid.
Whoa.
Wow.
Never Estevez guy.
Small and hairless.
Never liked his hair.
Yeah.
Emilio Estevez has shitty hair.
I'm talking about young LDP.
Yeah.
La Bamba, young
boy.
Shut up.
This album's underrated.
He's a man.
It's not.
It's a great album. I love this album.
He's a man.
The Young Guns 2 soundtrack or John Bon Jovi solo?
No, Young Guns 2 soundtrack. I love that song.
Come
hey,
on.
Patty Garrett.
How cool was Kiefer Sutherland and the Lost Boys?
Oh, man. Give me Jason Patrick any day.
Kiefer's hot. Glasses. Kiefer's my type. I wonder if there's an Emmy, a 2012 Emmy Award photo of Kiefer Sutherland. I want the tux.
Bring it up.
Kiefer in a tux.
2012 Emmys, Kiefer Sutherland.
It might not have been the Emmys. It was something where he had a tux on.
No, it's a jam.
Well, that's vague.
Yeah,
it's like, could it be the GQ Man of the Year award?
Give me a Kiefer a tuxedo.
He might have been doing a tequila commercial.
Right here?
Oh, that might have been it.
No way.
Ew.
Ew. That old
what?
Fucking geezer after I just showed you hot-ass David from The Lost Boys?
God, dude. I'd rather give me 2002
God
Jack Bauer.
Damn,
this
bro.
This is not. He's not. He's got the jacket on. You got to picture him. No jacket.
No.
Bent over. Playing
no.
pool.
Gross.
With a cigarette.
Dude. Gross, dude. Mm-hmm. Who likes fucking New England Patriots Randy Moss
oh my
versus
God.
Minnesota Vikings
I thought
Randy
it was Bob
Moss.
Newhart.
Yeah. Ugh. All that fucking carpet bed. He looked like Droopy the dog on the sides.
Yeah. I don't appreciate
fuck,
you guys. Keep a shame.
Look at my guy. guy. Look at Jason. Look at Lost Boys.
Oh yeah, look at Kiefer, dude. Fucking business up top, party in the back.
But look at Jason. Look at my sweet boy Jason.
Double jacket, Judd Nelson style. Double jacket.
This is too much danger. Can we go to Jason? Look at that. Look at those abs on the left.
He looks like you.
I'll be honest with you, Dan. This guy's too cookie cutter.
Sometimes the perfect relationships, you look a lot like the other person.
I want a bad boy.
I don't want a bad boy.
I want Kiefer to hold my ankles up in the air and just fucking smash it.
But you want old Kiefer when it's going to be, he's going to get tired quick. He's going to have a cigarette butt hanging out of his mouth. He's not going to show you anything.
He's got a kid from a previous marriage before he could be himself.
Yeah. You got to hear all that shit, but not that. Look at that young, untapped Lost Boys, Kiefer. So, and that's a guy who comes in and fucks you with angst.
Yeah, you're talking about.
He does coke off the small of your back.
Has this ever happened with gay missionary sex, which is odd? Aren't the balls in the way? Like, couldn't you get your balls? Because my ball bag, if I'm laying on my back with my legs in the air, my
they're
balls are
butt?
Draped over my asshole.
I think classically, you go doggy style, so your nuts do that like fucking thing at the
That's how also you keep pace. That's how you keep your
it's a metronome.
Like a metronome.
Yeah.
All right, guys, fucking round and round in 4-4.
You know, that's why gay men always come at the same time. They time it out.
He does make, like,
all right, hey, nutsacks, count us in.
Hey, it's Black Lou, and on Tuesday, one of Jay's favorite bands, Tool, was playing, and the bonfire host was going with a big group of friends. Turns out DJ Lou was rather hurt that he wasn't invited.
Tonight, by the way, while we have this gangbang of comedy in here,
so great.
Is a bunch of us are going to see Tool at Barclay Center tonight.
Tool.
And everyone in this room is going except DJ Lou, and I feel bad. But in fairness, DJ Lou is 0-2 on concerts with me at showing up, getting obliterated, and not being there when it's over.
Wait, he leaves early?
Oh,
well,
man.
Yeah.
Well, concerts.
Part of him never actually gets there. So-
Some say he was never actually there.
I thought you just forgot to ask me, or you just miscounted. You consciously made a decision not to invite me to this motherfucking show?
No, I think you would have no interest in this at all.
Would you?
I mean, yeah, of course.
Oh,
well, Justin doesn't have to go. We've seen him.
You have bailed on two concerts now back to back.
I didn't bail. I was there. I just left early.
Thank you so much.
Were you really ever there? If you have no idea what happened, besides tripping over Robin Quivers.
What did he say to me at Gary? I see you judging me. Remember?
And then when you left, I go, Fenoya hates me.
Fenoya
does not hate
you.
You're right. You're not wrong. I'm cool with it.
Lou, do you want...
If it was a band, if it was a band, I would have, of course, invited you. But I feel like you're not that into it. I feel like you would go, much like Cypress Hill, and go, not be into it, get annihilated, and then at some point say you're going to smoke a cigarette, and then we'll never see you again.
That's my move.
Yeah, but it was fun in the moment.
Lou, do you want my ticket? I mean, I'm happy to stay home alone doing drugs, watching YouTube videos at all.
I know, really. Show the attitude about this. Come on.
I'm kidding.
Look, I need you down
Justin,
for the fucking party, man.
Justin gets hurt.
I'm so glad you don't like
fish,
Justin.
You do. Justin.
I'm going to be the most annoying person.
Understand.
I know that, but
yeah, you're
there. listen, you got to understand something. I'm excited to go. I'm excited to spend time with all of you. I'm excited for the fucking hang. But you want me to get hype like this? It's like me if I was like trying to get you hype about playing like Magic the Gathering or something. It's just not my thing.
Well, listen, Justin, here's what you got to do.
I'm looking forward to it.
I've been bad about this too.
It's impossible.
It's like going to happen.
I've been bad about this too.
Do fucking coke off your boner, Jim.
You have to undersell or moderately sell, because I agree. I'm not overhyping Joe on the thing because I've watched the videos I said on YouTube. And when we get, whoever hasn't seen those is just going to be like,
awesome.
That's fucking insane.
It's not
that's why I didn't watch him. That's
right.
Why I didn't watch
him. I got
him,
you.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, I know that Joe's going to leave there being like,
that was great.
Hell yeah.
But Joe, you don't get hyped on stuff, do you?
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Listen, I will, and mark my fucking words, and I will document it. I will cry multiple times through The Rise of Skywalker when that comes out. Like, I have an entire 24 hours planned around seeing that movie.
Okay.
Yeah, the trailer looks great.
Why?
Why
do you think you're gonna cry?
I cry at every Star Wars movie.
What about it?
That's not true.
It's 100% true. It's 100%. I cry. I get so worked up from nostalgia and emotions. I cry.
What does it mean to you? 100% true.
I can tell you the parts I cry at each one.
I cry over a lot of weird shit, but the Star Wars ones never got.
You want to know the part that makes me cry the most out of any Star Wars movie?
When he takes off Darth Vader's mask?
No. When Han is going to get frozen in the carbonite, and Chewie starts throwing all... I'm getting teary.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Oh, my God. You are emotional. I love this.
Listen, when Chewie starts throwing all the stormtroopers in and attacking, and Han goes, Chewie, stop it. There'll be another time. The princess, you have to take care of her now. And then when he's lowering in, she goes, I love you. And he goes, I know.
Still in the high after seeing Tool the night before, Jay and guest host Joe DeRosa found out Becky Rodriguez's real feelings about music.
Becky is somebody who told me before she does not like music. That's a quote.
It's an odd thing to say.
I really don't like music. But you know who else says that? Nate Bargatze.
No, I didn't say that.
You did say that.
I said I don't like listening to music a lot. Like, it takes a lot of concentration away.
What's his name? It says that too. Costa, Michael Costa. Costa straight up has said, I don't like music. I think it's like distracting. Like, he doesn't want it. He doesn't like putting it on.
There's something missing. Odd. There's something missing to you. That's how you feel. Becky, what kind of music do you like when you do listen to music? Do you have like a favorite band or anything?
Yeah, totally. You like lots of solo singers mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite?
Like Amy Winehouse or Nina Simone, Aretha Franklin.
Oh, okay.
I'm kind of stuck on stuff like that.
I thought it was going to be the kind of nonsense girl stuff that Christine listens to.
Like what?
Ani DeFranco.
Shit.
Tori Gamos.
Regina Spektor.
Yeah,
whoever Fiona Regina Spektor is.
Ani DeFranco.
Yeah.
old Yanko.
Ani DeFranco.
And some fucking poon punch named, what's the guy you like? Ray LaMontagne.
Poon punch. You like the Indigo Girls? You know, that Lilith Fair Foresty fucking horse shit?
No, she doesn't actually like that.
I like a lot of, you know, what could be considered lesbian rock, but not a lot of the actual...
Pussy.
Like, I'm not super into Sarah McLachlan.
You know who's really into that shit? Gino Bisconti.
Gino Bisconti, I was going to...
Really?
Which is why it was so funny when he was getting attacked on his show and people were saying he was a sexist. I was like, this guy literally... for years carried a notebook to write jokes in that had the words Sarah McLachlan embroidered on the front.
It was Lilith Fair merch.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
His joke book was Lilith Fair merch, unironically.
No, he would go to the Lilith Fair every year.
Wow.
Every year.
Gino was into like sad girl rock.
That's hilarious.
That's how he beats himself to make pens for all the things he's done. I told you, me and Christine went with it was Ari, Chrissy, and Soder. Then we went to see Florence and the Machine at Barclays Center. And
I've heard of that band a million times. I don't know one song.
She could sing.
She's really great.
I fell in love with her latest album and got to see that tour. But it's definitely like, it would have been more fun with just girls.
Hey.
Like, I was
she could sing.
She did say the words toxic masculinity at the concert.
Really? What if that's a surprise?
B-Rod doesn't like music unless it's a girl yelling about being sexually assaulted and how she had the strength to survive it.
Get your hands out of my panties.
Did you see the...
Get your hands out of my panties.
Did you see the...
You're supposed to be my mom's brother. You're supposed to be my mother's brother.
That sounds like Blink 182 singing about molestation.
My mom's brother.
Christine loves Blink 182. That's her guilty pleasure, but she's not even guilty about it, this dumb idiot. She's still all excited. And that's when I met her at a mall.
They can suck my chode.
Skateboard through a skate park. I saw a girl walking a dog. She had a skirt. I brought my shoes.
What is wrong with me for asking her out? Shut up, you goose.
I'm so lame. She's so hot.
It's perfect young girl music.
Except they were 40.
Talking about Christine's beloved Blink-182 reminded them of the time Dan thought it would kill if he sang one of their songs at the goddamn Comedy Jam.
He walked on that stage and he goes, I'll never be talked into doing Comedy Jam ever again. I hate it.
Soder,
I don't like doing it.
He was banking everything on how funny is it going to be when I come in with the high part. That was the entire decision was based on that, and nobody
the crowd didn't get it
about any of us. Nobody cared about any of us when we were putting our all into it.
In the middle of my two song medley, I go. We ended the one song, just don't get it, keep it cool. And go, dam, 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 dam. And I go to Josh, I go, should we just even not do the second one? And go, bam, bam. And I start playing it. I'm like, I was looking at Josh, and Josh is looking. We were doing this on stage with him. Like, he's like, I don't know, dude, just like sing it, I guess. I'm like, this crowd fucking hates it.
Man, that was a rough ride, that one.
When Soder did it, who did the whiny part?
He did.
Josh Adam Myers did the other part.
Okay, no,
part.
Jeremiah.
Oh, Jeremiah. Soder thought, A, the crowd was going to be familiar with this tune, and B, they were going to go nuts when he came in with the whiny part, and neither were true.
Literally, if Joe Gatto walked out and gave a thumbs up, they would have thrown fucking bras at the stage. They were so excited to see the Jokers, they were not interested in anything else going on.
Yeah, no, yeah, it was a Jokers centric comedy jam.
Hey, it's Dan again. Jay upped the ante on the Lost Tapes this week. Not only is he convinced that he could win any fight against a female cop, but he's also sure that he could beat up a certain superhero without any kryptonite.
Jay, did you start watching Live PD? The reason I ask, because going on what you said about female cops, there's a lot that they always have the same female cops on. Don't you have more respect for them?
No. I will tell you, not at all. Good question, though. No, I'm kidding. I've seen it. I've watched Live PD. Christine was watching with me yesterday a little bit. I don't recall any of the girl or female cop things getting involved in anything too aggressive. However, in Nashville last weekend, after a show, female cop came up to me.
And said she could arrest you?
No. She was like, I get it. She's like, I get the jokes. And essentially told me that... I mean, I wouldn't give her name, but essentially told me, like, if it's just her on a call, which happens, and it's a 300-pound guy charging at her, like, he's getting shot to death. And that's the point I'm making about the whole thing. I'm just like, it's a lot more violence is going to happen with cops if the girl feels that she doesn't have a shot at stopping the guy.
Even if a nightstick won't even phase him, then you got to fucking put a bullet at him.
Yeah, I know, especially if it fucking breaks her... fucking sardine bones.
If her fucking bird bones get snapped by a fucking man running at her, she goes, no, I'm more likely to get osteoporosis.
A woman's made of flesh and anchovy bones.
Oh, cool. This lady's made of toothpicks. And she's like a marshmallow person.
You know, I watch all the CW superheroes.
You know, I like the ladies.
You know me, I'm all about squish.
I watch all the CW superhero shows. I have to watch them,
You have to.
But on Arrow, you know, they sometimes jump to the future, and Arrow's daughter is now like Arrow.
Oh.
And she weighs maybe 100 pounds, and you have her... I mean, there's fights where she's beating the shit out of multiple 300-pound guys.
I couldn't suspend disbelief, CW. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Sorry, CW, because if one of those guys got his meaty hand around the back of her neck, it's like fucking when a mama cat grabs a kitten.
I'll tell you what. If I was robbing a bank and I heard Supergirl was coming, I'd probably continue robbing that bank.
You go like this. You go back to the stack of money, Jay. You go like this. They go, guys, Supergirl's coming. You go.
Like Super who?
And they go,
Supergirl. I goes, you mean Superman? No,
there's a girl super. I go, but she's a girl, right? Yeah, they go, all right.
There's still a chick, right? Like, no bulge in those shorts.
Yeah, like it's not Superman to woman. Yeah. It's not man to Supergirl, right?
I like being smooth about, oh, it's a chick. Goes, she hot? I'll work on her.
Okay.
Come on, girl, you don't want to do this.
Keep stacking cash.
I will rip through that vault with my heat vision. He's like, come on, girl, stop acting like that.
Baby, why don't we take this cash?
Nope.
Why don't we take this bag of money and go to the Bahamas?
Come on, boo, what are you talking about?
Come on, you got in them tights. Why don't I get you out of them tights?
Yeah, let me grip on your front like a koala and you fly me somewhere nice.
What if that's her main nemesis, is just a smooth dude? Is that the guy? Supergirl always goes to stop his crimes, ends up fucking him?
Yeah, Jarmel Watkins.
Toxic man. He's just toxic for her, but she likes him. Guys, I got to go stop it. Oh, no. It's my nemesis. Toxic man.
God, you know, he has the best hats.
You know what he does? Girl? He always knows when there's new food in town. He goes, come here, where you been? Why didn't you text me? I've been busy, baby. I've been busy.
Also, a problem with Supergirl, she wears the same color pattern as Superman. And I'll tell you what, she does get excited with Super Gush. That's going to leave a black mark between her legs.
So funny, if she picked up Jimmy Garoppolo from like a fire and flew him somewhere, and got, he's like, why is my lower back
everybody
all wet?
Everybody noticed? Yeah. Ooh, Jacob, speaking of, I will tell you a live PD thing.
Fit now, by the way. Supergirl now does not wear the miniskirt anymore. They changed it to a pantsuit.
Oh, cool. They Hillary'd out Supergirl?
Why? Did she age out of being a fucking field hockey all-star?
Yeah.
Why is she wearing a skirt? What's she wear now?
Now she wears a full pantsuit. Like,
she wears a pants?
Like,
oh,
that's
there
her
it is.
New outfit. I don't like it as much. It's not bad.
It's going to sog up in the middle there.
It's also kind of loose-fitting.
You love this girl, Jacob.
She married Mona.
She's married now?
She married the guy who played Mon-El, which is her love interest from Krypton's warring planet.
Okay.
I could just tell by looking at screen caps of this show that it blows so much.
Yeah, CW fucking misses.
No, Jacob says these are good. He loves them.
Once you're in, you're in, though.
Good, Jay. I just watched them. They're very heavy-handed. There's two scenes. There's an action scene, and there's the hero pep talk.
What's the
mainly hero pep talk?
Oh, and I also,
what's the Superman grabbing her thing? Did Superman wreck her shit?
I don't know what that is, but I believe in the big crossovers they're about to do, the Superman from the movie everyone hated,
yeah,
Brandon Routh
is coming back.
What, from Superman Returns?
He's going to be Superman in one of these things.
He's in Legends of Tomorrow, which is a CW show, but he's playing the Superman that he played, but on a different alternate Earth.
What?
There's many parallel Earths.
That's a lot to follow.
God damn it, DC. You really couldn't have done
infinite parallel Earths, so they all jump from Earth.
Do you think in any of those parallel Earths, there's headphones that work at that Sirius XM?
In our parallel thing, yeah.
Do you think a Sirius Bizarro XM possibly has working equipment? Would that be crazy?
Oh, you mean XM Sirius?
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. East on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.